This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to Fun Kids, something very, very exciting. I am with Jack Brewley, my next big thing all this week. Jack, how are we doing?
Good, man. How yourself?
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Now, for everyone listening, I already know Jack. We go way back, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
How far back is that? What, probably 3-4 years?
I'd say longer than that.
Longer
mate.
Than that?
Longer than that, about 7. I'd say 5, 6, 7.
I've seen you sing everywhere. Open mic nights. I mean, I've seen you sing live. I've seen you sing at events.
Yeah.
Sounding very good.
Thank you very much.
And then you ended up on The Voice.
I know.
Mate, how was it?
Very good. A massive eye-opener to what it's like in the TV and music industry. I mean, before that, I had no idea what it would be like. As soon as I went on there, just experienced everything all within the space of like 6 months.
Yeah, well, I mean, the platform is massive, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And the people that were on there as well, I mean, the talent was very, very high your year, I remember. Did you find it quite overwhelming as well, like the response? I mean, because you've done so well. I remember your videos got over 1 million views, right?
Yeah, that was mad. But the response was great. It was all really good. It was, socials just blew up. It was crazy how it went from nothing to just everything all at once. You know, I mean, I remember when the night I was showed on TV, and my phone actually shut down.
Shut down?
My phone shut down. It was a white screen. It just went off.
No way.
There was that many notifications.
You needed to get the notifications off before you went on the
Voice. I regret that. I didn't think it'd blow up like that. It was mad.
That's crazy. So what do you think it done for your career then? Do you reckon it made you want to do music even more? Was it kind of like, this is what I want to do forever?
Oh yeah, massively. Yeah. I learned a lot about myself and where I wanted to be as an artist from doing that show. You know, working with Jennifer, she helped so much confidence-wise. I mean, before I went on the show, even during, I was so nervous, so anxious being on that show. You know, I wanted to come across as good as I could as a person as well, like personality wise. I really wanted to try, but it's so hard. It's because you're filming all day.
You got to keep at it, haven't you? Because not only with music, the thing is that you're releasing tracks, but it's also about your personality isn't it?
Of course.
Like the industry right now, it's those two things combined make people stars. Well, and then Jennifer didn't leave you as well. Like you're still friends with her, aren't you?
I know.
She's constantly in contact.
We still text.
I see it as well. I see her like tweet you and message you. That's so cool. And she's completely backing your new track as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I pretty much send her everything I do. So, and she's always giving her opinion on it, and it's great. It's great to have someone like that, especially Jennifer. Like she's won a Grammy, like, and she's just giving me all this advice, and it's great.
So, what was her advice on your new track that we're about to get into now? So, the track is called Sink or Swim. But what did Jennifer say about it before we talk about the song?
She loved it. I mean, I sent her the demo. There's been about, I'd say, there's like 3 or 4 demos of this song.
Yeah,
and but I sent her like the very first one, and she was like, "This is great. This is really good. You should release this." And I was like, "Okay."
You should release it as well, which you did, because, I mean, it is a big, big tune.
Thank you very much.
Talk to me about the song then. Where did it come from? How did the writing process go? Like, what was sort of behind the song for you?
So, I wrote it with a couple of cool guys, one being Fraser Churchill, and he recently just did a song on Charlie Puth's album called Patient.
Okay.
Really good song. And we worked together on this song, and it was kind of like he just picked the guitar up, come up with some like nice chords on the guitar, and then I thought I wanted, because I always want every song to come from a real place. I feel like if you're singing a song and you don't feel it and you're not connected to it, it's just not the same. It's not the same thing. So it come from a real place. I mean, it was just literally about being with someone, not really working out, feeling like you're giving it your all and they're not. And that was literally how that started.
It's relatable as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Like, everyone's been through that stage.
Of course,
and even if it's not to do with a relationship, it was a song that you could listen to and be like, you know, sink or swim. Well, that's like life, really, isn't it?
You're
going to either go for it or just not really.
Of course, yeah.
So, no, I think the tune was really, really good. How's it going, like, in general? What's your response been like from people? Are they loving the track? Did they expect you to have that vibe? Because it took me by surprise when I listened.
Yeah?
Yeah, big time. Because
nice.
I was just like, this is really cool. Poppy, it was upbeat, it was really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to make it, of course I wanted to make it pop. I wanted people to listen to it. But it's been better than I expected. I couldn't have imagined it being this good. You know, it was everyone's been so positive. Everyone wants to hear more. I've got more coming as well. I've got so much music that I've just been going through and looking for and deciding what would fit better with, you know, with... Well, to follow up with this song. But.
So with Sink or Swim being your single that you've released, what can we expect from Jack Broody this year? So what is coming up? I mean, it's a big year, 2019. You've just released an absolute tune.
Cheers, man.
But is there an album, EP, more singles? What can we see?
There's another single coming out.
Yeah.
Potentially another one after that. But during springtime, we're going to drop an EP.
Nice.
And then we'll go from there.
And then will Sink or Swim be on the EP?
Of course, yeah, man.
Along with some other tunes as well. Mate, that's so good. Honestly, I'm so... For every like four people that are listening, this is like two friends having a chat.
It is.
So this is quite strange for us because we're both doing our own thing and we've ended up coming together and doing what we're doing now. So for all of the kids that are listening, I always try and get sort of my guests to let them know. For them that want to be singers... Let's get some advice from you. I mean, you've done it all, haven't you? You've tried for years and years and years. You then done The Voice.
Yeah.
You then went on and made your own music. Like, you've done the right things.
Yeah.
What is your advice to everyone listening?
I think, I'm still learning myself and I'm 23. But if I was to give any advice to people, it's you've got to want to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to want to. You can't just do it because, you know, you look at people on TV and you think, oh, they're famous. I want to be like them. I want to be famous like them.
Can't compare yourself.
Of course. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Just be yourself. Be ready for a long, long day in studio.
Yeah.
A very long... I'm talking like, if you want to get the best... I mean, saying that, you could be in a studio for like a couple hours and still come out with a good song. But you've got to be ready for the long hours.
I've seen your sessions you've done before. You sometimes put up something, it's like you're there. Yeah. And then 10 hours later, you're still there. Yeah. And I'm thinking, how's he still going?
It's just because you enjoy it. That's what it is. You've got to, again, like, you know, you just got to enjoy what you're doing. And if you're not enjoying it, then there's no point doing it.
And knockbacks as well. So, of course, with The Voice, you went on there, talent show. You're obviously thinking, I'm going to go on it to try and win it.
Yeah.
You didn't win it. But that's still not the worst thing in the world.
Oh,
it's still done loads for you. So, like, it's trying to get people to understand that just because the best thing doesn't come of something, you can still turn it into a positive thing, right?
Yeah, that's like Jennifer. She came, like, I think it was 7th on X Factor. And then she goes on to the Dreamgirls, and then she goes on to win a Grammy.
She's now probably one of the biggest pop stars in the world, right?
100%, yeah. She's.
Do you reckon you can give Jennifer a text for me right now? Just tell her to come check out Final One Fun Kids. Is that all right?
Okay, I'm going to text her.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is great. Jack, thanks for coming on, mate, as well. It's been great. It's been really, really good. Keep going as well.
Thank you.
All right, we love the song here at Fun Kids.
Thank you very much, guys.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.